and graven with diamonds, in letters plain, there is written her fair neck roundabout, Noli me tangere, for Caesar's I am, and wild for to hold, though I seem tame. Noli me tangere, do not touch, for Caesar, otherwise known as Henry VIII, had already committed himself to the chase, and the king, as we know, was an inexhaustible hunter. Henry really had to work hard to get Anne, harder than at any time in his life. The man who, as Wolsey could testify, hated writing letters, wrote umpteen in his attempts to woo her. She represented everything Catherine of Aragon was not. 10 years younger, merry rather than pious, spirited rather than gravely deferential. Anne opened the way to sexual bliss, domestic happiness, and perhaps more important than any of these, the possibility of a son and heir. The estrangement between Catherine and Henry went back as far as 1511 and the death of their son Henry, who despite the offerings made at Walsingham, lived only a few weeks. Catherine had gone on to produce a daughter, Mary, born in 1516, but Henry began to recoil from his queen. After more than 20 years, Henry had no legitimate male heir and no prospect of one.